Sunday morning, 10/27/24. This is a teaching called Jesus, Our Access. Jesus, Our Access. Kind of goes along with the word that I just brought, Prophet's Corner. I'll wait till he turns around. Okay, ready? After the fall, sin filled the earth. God could no longer communicate with his people. Broken fellowship is why God sent his only begotten son to open access back up to him to have fellowship with his people. Through the new birth and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we can bypass all the repercussions that were caused by the fall. We can, by faith, bypass the darkness, connect with the light. The Holy Spirit is the helper sent to help us make this connection to God like Adam and Eve once had in the garden. God paid a dear price to reconnect us with him. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures here. The first one is Romans chapter 5. Paul had the revelation of these things when he wrote the epistles, most of them. All right, verse 1, starting there. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also as the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. In other words, what happened with Adam passed down to all of us. And we didn't do it, but it being mankind of his seed. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace nor the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. In other words, what Jesus did exonerated all of us. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offender might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So we have gained that access that we were talking about in the word before, Eden. Back to Eden. We gained that back. Whether apparent or not. All right, let's keep going. The word's full of it. I just picked out a few. Ephesians chapter 2. I want you to see this. We don't have any limits or obstacles. I tell you today, you can either put off your sackcloth and rejoice, or you can just keep wearing it. You know, it's a choice. He's turned your mourning into dancing. It's just how you view it. Ephesians 2, 1. And you hath the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our own flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, see, this is all about your mind. But God is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're not in the muck. We're seated with him. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. In other words, the breach that was between God and man now, and there was no remedy. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now you're back in the throne room. You can commune with God every day in the garden. For he is our peace, who hath made both one. I would like to call up some truthers, and I would like to speak to them directly this word, if the Lord would allow me to. We're going to see that as I progress in this teaching. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself one new man. So making peace. I heard this. Well, this all this is about, all these tours and all this stuff, the unity is for the Muslim and the Jew and the Christian to all get along. That's so anti-Christian. These all say they're Christians. Anti-God. Anti-Christ. And we're going to see that as I progress in this teaching. I want to tell them, you are at fault. You are in error. You are Antichrist. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the empty thereby. In other words, the body of Christ. Not the Muslim Brotherhood. Not the temple made with hands by the Jewish. And came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. There's only one way. How are they trying to unite us? If we don't have Jesus, the only way, we don't have anything. The Lord said to me, there's an infiltration of that Antichrist spirit all through the Truther movement. Now, therefore, you no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. They're built upon the foundation, the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Not by unity of the flesh, by unity of the Spirit. There's the problem. Fleshly means to try to come to a godly end. It will never happen. Unless God says, you go do this. All right. Ephesians 3. I'm on a soapbox today. Lord, put me there. Ephesians 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to youward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. Now you have to remember, Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto this his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Won't be by fleshly means, by the Spirit. None of these fleshly means are going to come to anything if it's not by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. I had a dream the other night, all night long. I kept seeing this little guy, and he's a Jew, and you can see him when they talk about Jews and stuff. He gets all wrinkled up, and his pride puffs up, you know. He's about this tall. He puffs up, and he's got to say, well, I'm a Jew, and I'm not the one who can address this. Like some arrogant, like, I've got it all, and we're superior over you. Muslims are the same way. And this is all within the Truther movement. Christians have been kicked to the curb that they're the inferior. You're anti-Semitic. No. God did this. We didn't do this. God did this. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. It's going to take a church that's walking by the Spirit to take out this foolery. According to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is for your glory. I'll tell you what. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Here's the answer. Jesus is the answer for all Muslim, Jew, Greek. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. We don't need man's knowledge. This has done nothing but get us into more little sects and a little bit more divisions, more controversy, more places for the devil to get through. Now unto him that is able to do exceed abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout ages, world without end. Amen. This was Paul's revelation of the Christ body, not the temple made with hands, not the Greeks and all of their stuff. Access means admission. They're not getting in any other way. You can, you know. Admission into the most exclusive fellowship ever seen on earth. This is what it says in the vine about access. A leading or bringing into the presence of denotes access with which is associated the thought of freedom to enter through the assistance of favor of another. The three passages above that I just read to you, that we have access by faith in Christ Jesus into God's grace. This access involves the acceptance which we have in Christ with God and the privilege of His favor toward us. God could not communicate any longer with a fallen man. In the new access through Jesus Christ, the Helper, the Holy Spirit was given to help us communicate with our Father again. Just like Adam and Eve in the garden. I remember the Lord telling Danny, the throne room never shuts down. But we're with him in his throne, right? I don't know how this message is going to get out. I can only hope that other apostles will receive the revelation that Paul received and began to speak that to people so people can begin to get it, that all your means and methods and all your little associations, your little tours and all your little crappy things is not going to do anything to help the body of Christ at all. If you're going to go on those tours, you better be taking the gospel because that's the only thing that's going to unify anything. There can be no unity. Because the other's flesh. Who accommodates the flesh? The devil. Not helping anything. Romans chapter 8. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The whole truth or movement is pretty well just flesh. Everybody putting their aura in. Their opinions about things. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Not that they're not noble, they just don't know. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Do you see, hear that? To be carnally minded is death. Spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. They think they're doing God's service, just like Paul killing the Christians. As a Jew. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You cannot mix the two. So then, they that are after the flesh cannot please God. It's going to be a reckoning day. Look at all these things I did for you. Lord said, I didn't sanction any of that. What did you do with what I told you to do? Right? But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. It's so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by a Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. People don't have an understanding of this. It's very obvious. They don't understand. They don't understand Paul. They don't understand the epistles. They understand the law. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if be, so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Help us, Lord, today. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. We're here! We're pushed to the back, called kooks, but we're here. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. This is a God operation, whether they want to realize it or not. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Now here's a clincher. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is our access here, y'all. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So this is our access. It's about all about the spirit man. Most Christians know very little, even spiritual Christians, do not know what they carry inside of them and how powerful it is. They have to be trained to use it. All right. Let's see where I stop. The Antichrist spirit is among the believers. This is what I was telling you. I said, I woke up yesterday morning and I realized I had been praying in the spirit about something, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. The instant I woke up, I knew what the Holy Spirit was saying through me to the Father. This is what I was praying. Here's what it was. Or this is what the Spirit was saying. There is an Antichrist spirit within the digital army community, the so-called truthers. There is a push to go along, to get along among them. An inclusiveness of false religions, a pseudo-unity. For those that are Christians, this is to their shame. It is especially seen between Muslims, Jews, and Christians. The arrogancy of the Jews and the Muslim have been pushed on the Christian church that they are far superior and that they are intolerant. These unity-type groupings, though they seem to be so noble, they are as deadly as they come if the gospel is not being preached. By being inclusive, it compromises us to tolerate Antichrist beliefs. Tell me it isn't true. All right, we're going to look at a few more scriptures. 1 John 2. I don't know, I just dreamed. I kept seeing that little man and that look he gets and that, this God, I'm a Jew, and I'm the only expert here to talk about it. I'm just going. All right, this is 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us infiltrators. Mm-hmm. The movement's infiltrated bad. See, though, as long this thing going on so long, it started the movement. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I've not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? Do Muslims deny Jesus Christ? Yeza. Do the Jews deny Jesus Christ? Yeza. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist. that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. They're a pair. They're a team. There's no separating it. The Jews, Jehovah. No, they're a team. You can't separate the two or the three. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. They're seducing people. They're making Christians believe all kinds of garbage. That's not true. Infiltrators. But the anointing which you have received from him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. We don't need them to coddle us and tell us, well, you know, all their garbage to make us feel like we're just so stupid. That's why I quit listening to them. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. The teacher lives on the inside of us. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteous is born of him. All right, 1 John 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. If they don't line up with the word, you know of what it is. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Oh, no, he just went back to his mothership. You know, it's just a consciousness. It's not, he didn't really come. It's just a consciousness. You know, Christ consciousness. It's a deception. Yeah, I can get over there and do my yoga thing and channel Christ consciousness. I'm telling you, it sounds goofy and silly, but they're doing it. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So you could say the Jews and the Muslims are Antichrist. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Can't say it any plainer than that. We were never told to go along to get along, but to take the gospel unto all the nations, to every creature. This rhetoric sounds good, but it is Antichrist. What did Jesus tell his disciples to do? Matthew 10. Get accused of being so exclusive? Well, I'm telling you what, you ain't got exclusive to you as exclusive as God is. Over there in Revelation, he says, there ain't going to be nothing that offends in my kingdom. All you saying all this stuff, you ain't going to make it in. That's how exclusive I am. No, they want you to be inclusive. We're going to take in all your doctrines and compromise us too. Matthew 10. That's what's happened. It's sickening. 10. Start with verse 1. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. I'm not going to name all of them there. 7. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, free to you have received, free to give. This is what he sent them out to do. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. These unity tours, they always are gathering money and selling stuff and this and that to pay for their buses and all the crap. I'm not against them doing things if they're doing it in the right spirit. But don't pretend to be something you're not. That's shameful for a Christian to do that. Nor script in your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet stays, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And in whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire in who is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. The house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when ye depart from that house, shake off the dust of your feet. He didn't say compromise and try to get on their level and they just accept them the way they are. That's not what he said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. If they won't hear you, you go somewhere else. All right. Intolerance toward evil. We have to have intolerance towards evil. Jesus taught the kingdom and about the leaven of the Pharisees. This is Matthew 16. We don't need them leveling the Christians. We don't need that. Jesus told us to beware of that. This is right here. Matthew 16, 6. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. See, Jesus was bringing the kingdom, and they were bringing the law. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? And let me just go take it a little step further. They even welcome anybody. I don't care if you're homosexual, transgender. Well, unity, you know. This is nothing different than what we taught about when Kenneth Copeland was messed up in the economical, or whatever you call it, movement. Bringing the Catholics in? The whore of Babylon? Not the person, the institution. Understand what I mean? These pastors that push Israel the way they do? You don't touch Israel. You can mark them who they are. God's not pleased with that. That's another thing we can speak against the body of Christ, because there are a lot of preachers that preach that and push that. Oh, God help us. Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, how many baskets ye took up? How is it ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then they understood that they that he bade them not to beware of the bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Who are the Pharisees and Sadducees? These religion traditionalists that do not line up with the Word of God. I may be stepping on some toes this morning, but I don't care. Wrong is wrong. Leaven is leaven. We are Israel. Paul wrote it in the epistles. It's there for everyone to see, which includes the Jew. It's by access to Christ Jesus. That is it. There is no other way. Jesus himself said, John 14, 6, I the way, or 16. I am the way. I wrote it down here somewhere. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Oh, help us to get it today. That way you'll recognize it when you see it and you can turn it off. Or you can speak over it. Maybe what God will give you something to say. Okay, where am I? There's an Antichrist spirit. Okay, I read that to you. Pseudo-unity. 1 John 4, okay, read that. Leaven here means ferment, as boiling up. In other words, when you put ferment in something, it, you know, that's how they make bread. You put a little bit of leaven in there. If not, you're going to have these flat, hard cakes. But when you put that in there, it puffs it up. Well, that's what leaven does. Little bit of evil. Well, you know, the Jews, you know, that doctrine's been pushed on us our whole Christian life. Leaven the whole lump. Before you know it, we're having Jewish feast and celebrating Hanukkah and not eating pork. That's for you. I won't say his name. Anyway, you know who you are. All these divisions to compromise the body, to make us get us in disunity and not move as one. It's a sabotage is what it is. In Christ Jesus, there are no divisions. We all say the same thing. We speak the same thing. Move by the Spirit of God. Follow the Spirit of God. What the Father says to us, we do. All right, Galatians chapter 3. For we are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Why do the Word of Faith preachers not see this? I didn't write it. Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, or Christ that sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, then covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now you're also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created it, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect, God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness, and mind. Of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Oh, I wish that there would be a way in the right spirit to be able to talk to these people. But they're so arrogant that they know so much. They just kick you to the curb like trash. Hasn't it always been that way? All right, here, let me see where I stopped. The only unity that we can have truly is unity in Christ Jesus. We will have a false unity if we tolerate antichrist religions. It will level us. You know, we were leveled already. And now here this movement comes in and it's leveling even more. As Christians, we have one mission, and that is to take the gospel wherever the Holy Spirit leads us and to whom he tells us to witness to. All right, we're going to keep going here. Matthew 28. Sometimes we just need a reminder. It's pretty simple what he laid down. It's not rocket science. Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Even in the seeing him in the flesh, some doubted. Can you believe that? They could probably see the nails in his holes in his. Some of them ain't never going to believe. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Mark 16. Really, that's the only thing he gave us to do. Take the gospel. Mark 16:14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they ate at meat and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he had risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Does that mean if the Muslims don't believe and the Jews don't get it either, they're going to hell? Looks like. He said they'll be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the signs, or the word with signs following them. There you go. Hadn't changed. It's the same. Jesus said this himself. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. That is John 15:14, John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only way. Not the Muslim or the Jew way or the other false religious ways, but the Jesus way is the only way. There is no other way. If people want to call us intolerant and exclusive, then tell them thank you, for you must be doing just what the Lord told you to do. I said, you bet I'm exclusive. There ain't no club like this anywhere. All right. All right, let's go to 2 Peter. He will have the last word on all of it. So I guess scoffers just got to scoff. Just go on with your scoffing old self. Go padding your wares somewhere else. All right, 2 Peter 3. Three and four. That's not the right one. Second Peter 3:3-4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of its coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Scoffers, a false teacher or a derider, just undermines, just an undercurrent. Talk about exclusive. No country club on earth can compare to the club that we're in. All right, Revelation 21. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Verse 22 there. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. If you ain't in the book, you ain't coming in. Ain't coming in. If they scoff at you because you are doing it the Jesus way, then just shake off the dust of your feet and move on. Without Jesus, there will never be any unity of any kind. If we compromise, we are also of the Antichrist spirit. All right, that's going to do it.